A lot of you have reached out over an incident in Yakima where the mayor decided to call 911 on quote-unquote far-right wingers because they were collecting signatures for a ballot initiative. Joining me on the line is a Yakima native. He's actually headed there right now, and he's going to do his best to push forward to get some more signatures. Of course, our friend, the legendary Tim Eyman. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot for having me on, Jason. It's actually six initiatives, and they're all sponsored by Jim Walsh.
Yeah, so take us through exactly what happened. We do have the 911 call, and we'll play a little bit of that in a second. But how did this all unfold?
It's really, really weird. So the mayor of Yakima, like you said, my hometown, there's a post about it, about how she called 911, and she said far-right wingers are collecting the signatures. Well, it turns out 911 calls are recorded. So she puts out her personal cell phone number on there, and she's really upset that law enforcement isn't arresting these people. And the problem is the dispatcher has to educate her on the whole First Amendment thing, that petitioning and free speech and is allowed, and as long as you have a store like Walmart that opens itself up to Girl Scouts or Salvation Army, that they can't pick and choose which First Amendment activity they're allowed. It's can't have any content-based discrimination. Yeah. And so she's really upset with law enforcement not arresting people, and she said the whole thing is insane, is her words, insane.
Well, let's play just a short clip of this 911 call.
911.
Hi, this is Mayor DeCio. I know that this isn't an emergency call, but I need to talk to somebody. I've emailed the chief, but there's some far-right-wing petitioners at Walmart, and they're not leaving after Walmart has asked them repeatedly to do so, and the police have not taken them off the premises.
We did have a call of that earlier. Who is this?
This is Mayor DeCio.
Okay. Let me let you talk to my supervisor, but I do know that the officers have let them know that they would have to have a court order.
Now, that was very confusing to the mayor. Later on in the call, she ends up getting told a little bit about what is and is not permissible. Just to set the record straight, were these folks doing anything other than just politely asking for signatures? Were they running up and down the aisles of Walmart screaming at the top of their lungs?
Well, as you can imagine, these are paid petitioners, and people that want to earn money collecting signatures tend to get a lot more signatures by being nice and polite and being incredibly respectful of people. So it's outside the store. It's not blocking the entrances. It's just giving people the opportunity to sign these petitions, and that peaceful political activity is legal. It's legal in my hometown. It's legal in the state of Washington. And it seems like the dispatcher knows it. The police officers know it. The sheriff knows it. But the mayor seems genuinely confused and says that it's insane that they can't be arrested for being out there collecting voters' signatures. I mean, it's just truly bizarre. So I'm trekking to Yakima right now. I'm going to spend a couple hours at that Walmart helping collect signatures with some people. And then I'm going to the city council meeting tonight to testify and confront the mayor about this kind of completely anti-First Amendment kind of, you know, socialistic behavior.
What are some of the initiatives? Let's just give them some plugs.
It's really nice. The Yakima Herald Republic did an excellent job writing a story about this controversy, but they actually spent time talking about each initiative. Jim Walsh is Representative Jim Walsh, but in his individual capacity as a person, as a citizen, sponsored an initiative one that says, you mess with my kids, you got to tell me about it, parental notification. Another one says the police can chase you if they think you violated a law. Another one gets rid of the hidden gas tax, the cap and trade system. Another one bans any kind of income tax in the future, no matter what the Supreme Court wants to call it. Another one repeals the capital gains income tax, which is the camel's nose under the tent for that. And it's just a really good string of positive initiatives. But the point I'm making is that it doesn't matter whether or not they're right-wing initiatives or left-wing initiatives. You shouldn't have law enforcement being called out to arrest people for collecting signatures for a progressive initiative or a conservative initiative. It shouldn't matter the topic, but you'll notice that the mayor didn't call 911 last year when the lefties were pushing an initiative that would make all drugs legal in the state of Washington.
Exactly. How do things stand right now as far as the signature gathering efforts?
From what I understand, it's exploding. I mean, they have a really, really big, let's just say motivated donor, Brian Haywood, a real successful businessman who's helping. And there's paid petitioners all throughout the state of Washington. And I hear the numbers are just really taking off like a rocket. And it's really been exciting. Glenn Morgan's been a big pusher of this. Kelly, who's helping Brian, is organizing things. Sharon Hannick. I mean, it's a great team effort. And I always have to remind people, I'm not involved. I'm not a sponsor. All I'm doing is I support these six initiatives. And when I heard about my hometown mayor basically saying, you know, I'm going to be fascist, I'm going to shut down the idea of people having the opportunity to sign a petition for any topic, got me really upset, and I wanted to put a spotlight on it. I figured this was the best way to do it.
It certainly was, and we look forward to listening to your speech later tonight at the city council meeting in Yakima. Tim Eyman, as always, thank you for the work you're doing, and thank you for stopping by.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jason. I really appreciate it. Yeah, she sounds like a nut job, that is for sure.
No kidding. And again, this is Yakima. This isn't Seattle. Tim, thank you.
Hey, you bet. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful Yakima. You're listening to the Jason Rancher. Don't forget, our friend and local tax expert Greg Nunn at Nunn Better Tax Resolution is growing and is looking to hire tax specialists. If you are passionate about fighting for taxpayers and you're interested in a new job, give Greg Nunn a call. 425-947-1967 or Google NUNN Nunn Better Tax Resolution. When we come back, it's time for the Big Local.